Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Tiger Woods sitting on the 12th tee box. He's gotten another birdie. He's now at -4 in Augusta National. Yes, Corey, it's John Rahm. And, you know, you start talking all these names off the top of your head and you screw one up. And, of course, you got that friend out there listening to tell you that you messed up. And, you know, to me, it's like the Where's Waldo of every day's show. There's a screw up every day, Diesel. It's just according if you hear it or if you find it or if you know where to go with it. And imperfection is what, you know, when you got Sports Talk's most decent producer, perfection's not going to be there day after day. But on this number 12, like I said, Tiger needs to get in the clubhouse and not give up any shots. He's about 5 feet behind the pin to the left with a chance for another birdie. And, of course, we got the leaders in now at -7. That's Brooks Koepka, Jason Day, Francisco Molinari, Harding, Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott, all at -6. So it's setting up to be a hell of a weekend down there. Of course, we were talking the Alliance of American Football. Do you think Tom Dundon gives a flip, Diesel, what we think about him? No. But you know what? I do think in the long run, there's a billionaire businessman that owns the Carolina Hurricanes that has hurt his image in the court of public opinion. Most of us will realize he doesn't care. Why? He can go off and buy an island in the Caribbean. But I don't care what gambling technology app that you are afterwards. My lasting legacy, my lasting thought process of basically being the owner of this league is you left a lot of kids homeless in the bottom of a hotel with rooms not being paid, bills not being paid, flights not being given to them to get home. Oh, yeah, we talked yesterday. UCF, two years ago, your defending national champion in college football, being owed $325,000 in back rent and other expenses to host the Orlando Apollos. In my opinion, Tom Dundon is just somebody else that will go welch on their bills. And I think of it from really what he did to those kids getting back to their hotels, their bills not being paid, and then them being charged for it, and the league going, hey, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? No, he's just another fly-by-night guy that screwed over a bunch of people after one thing. And in the long run, I hope it harms him because he left a lot of kids in a bad situation. But, you know, the Alliance of American Football was trying to be what the NFL wants or hopes for or realizes what they already have, and that's minor league football. The reality is minor league football is college football, Diesel. You know what I mean? And this is the busiest weekend when it comes to spring games in college football. Number one, Corey, Chris, the Ohio State University is on the Big Ten Network at noon tomorrow. And guess what? Are we going to see Diesel? Are we going to see the actual Scarlet and Gray out there? Or are they going to surprise us with a bunch of long-haired women come out in uniforms? Because there will be no tackling in the Ohio State spring game tomorrow. It will be basically two-hand touch, and we called that back in high school powder puff football. Matter of fact, I was a powder puff cheerleader. One of the few times in my life I've ever worn makeup. And it wasn't to go perform on stage in a glam rock band. You know what I mean?
Well, you said one of the few times. I think the listeners deserve to know about the other times.
Oh, let's see. I had makeup on a couple of years ago when I showed up as Bobby Petrino for our Halloween party. You know what I mean? My face was all red and scratched up, so Teresa had put that on there for makeup. I mean, the little things like that. I was never in, you know... I was never in one of those glam rock bands back in the day, but, you know, various times like that, dressing up. But, no, listen, you're talking about Ohio State that loses its top four receivers from last year, Haskins at quarterback, Bosa, who quit on his team 4 or 5 games into the season, and now you got Justin Fields coming in. And, listen, I think that's going to be Ryan Day's biggest problem, is trying to keep him in the team aspect. But we'll see how that goes. You got new coordinators for Ohio State. They brought in Greg Madison, the former defensive line coach at Michigan, and Jeff Hafley, former 49ers defensive back coach as well. Also on the NBC Sports Network at 12:30 tomorrow, you've got Notre Dame. And we'll see. I mean, they took a 30-3 beatdown to Clemson. Notre Dame, in my opinion, one of the most overrated college football programs out there, at least when it comes to wins and losses currently. When it comes to heritage, when it comes to legacy, when it comes to tradition, hardly anymore. Go on. hardly no one hits that territory with Notre Dame. They are a hierarchy, but they're also a shell of what they used to be. They're not in the league anymore. I think that holds them back, and that's why they take beatdowns when it comes to semifinal games like they did to Clemson 30-3, or remember when they actually, the fraud that Notre Dame was a few years ago, when they make it to the national title game against Alabama, and it was a game in which Alabama could have pick their score. I think it was, what, 31-0, 35-0 at halftime. It was an A.J. McCarron-led Alabama team. My point being, they don't have to play in a conference. They do play a pretty deep schedule year in, year out. But when they get to the big time, when it comes to the semifinals or the BCS title game, Notre Dame is currently a fraud in college football. 30-3, 45-14. That proves it to me. That's all I need to know. Also, Florida. To me, that's a team to watch out for. I like Felipe Franks at quarterback if he is if his head's in the game. And I really think Dan Mullen's done a really good job. And remember, they are now coming off a 41-15 Peach Bowl beatdown of the overrated Michigan Wolverines of the Big Ten. And listen, if he makes another step this year, Felipe Franks and the Florida Gators, don't sit here and mark it down that Georgia is some lock to win the SEC East. They're not. Florida is going to have a lot to say in that, and you can catch them on the SEC Network at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Wisconsin, they're on. Alabama's on at 2 p.m. And we'll see. You know, Bama's doing the same thing that, you know, what we were talking about with Larry Williams earlier. The consistency at Clemson has been a key. The inconsistency at Alabama on the coaching staff has been harmful. You're constantly replacing coordinators on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball, as well as a slew of position coaches. Listen, no doubt Nick Saban's one of the best coaches in college football, but right now I think he needs some consistency when it comes to that staff. But Alabama, of course, it's going to be about Tua and those running backs, no doubt about it. Michigan State can be seen on the Big Ten Network to go at 2 p.m. Also at 2 p.m. on ESPNU, Mississippi State, Joe Moorhead, Part 2. Remember, Nick Fitzgerald is now gone as quarterback of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, but they have their spring game at 2 p.m. on ESPNU. One of my surprise picks next year is Nebraska. Listen, they've got Adrian Martinez is going to be a playmaker at quarterback. They finished by winning 5 of their last 6 games this year. You can catch Nebraska 2 p.m. on the Big Ten Network tomorrow. On the SEC Network at 2 p.m., Clemson fans may want to pay attention to Texas A&M because Jimbo Fisher's first season as a head coach, they got a lot of momentum going. It rolled over to the recruiting trail. And, yes, quarterback Kellen Mond and basically the entire wide receiver core at Texas A&M are back this year. And guess what? That's week number 2 that the Aggies come in and play in Death Valley against the Clemson Tigers. Penn State's at 3 p.m. on the Big Ten To Go Network. Auburn, we said yesterday, Gus Malzahn is the most fireable coach in college football right now. And it's based off of the fact that it's an offense that has struggled. You switched up your offense to take Jarrett Stidham in from Baylor. That doesn't work out. Chad Morris was thought to be Gus Malzahn 2.0. Granted, it was a terrible first year at Arkansas, but if Chad Morris begins to turn that around in Fayetteville, Auburn's now turned into a basketball school, Diesel. That's why I maintain Gus Malzahn, one of the more fireable coaches at 7 years, $49 million, 4 p.m. on the SEC Network with a four-way quarterback battle.
Well, the real problem that we're about to face is that Auburn fans are going to start to see themselves as both. They're going to start to see themselves as a school that deserves to be good at both because they've got a good basketball program at the moment. But they're going to want their football program to be really good too. And you know, you and I both know it's really hard to be able to maintain both of those at the same time.
You have to be – I'm going to be honest. Florida did it in a short-run term with the right coach in Billy Donovan, who's now in the NBA. As much as I cannot stand the Ohio State University with my friends Corey and Christopher Smith and all those guys, you have to be in Ohio State. You have to be a Michigan. You know what I mean? One of those where you can still recruit the North when it comes to basketball, but have a big enough name to come into the South and hit some guys when it comes to college football as well. So, yes, I think that's the case. Speaking of Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines, 5 p.m., what does it say when Michigan – we're talking about, you know, Stanford's on the Pac-12 network. Granted, nobody can find it on cable here in South Carolina, but there is something called the Pac-12 network, Diesel. What does it say for Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines when they play a 5 p.m. non-televised spring game tomorrow? Lack of interest? Because I maintain, you know, do us all a favor. Do us all a favor, Michigan. Go ahead and give Jim Harbaugh a lifetime contract. Let's see how that works. And then finally, the flavor of the day, if you will, the Texas Longhorns on their own network. Again, if you can find it. They're playing at 7:30 tomorrow night, and, of course, Sam Ellinger, yeah, remember, he proclaimed after the Sugar Bowl win over Georgia, "We're back." So you can see if Sam Ellinger and those guys. I believe Oklahoma is on Fox Sports Network tonight at 7:30. And, of course, I'd be interested in that. Why, best of luck to Alabama former quarterback Jalen Hurts as he finishes out his collegiate career there in Norman, Oklahoma. All right, when we come back, we'll give you an update from the Masters in Augusta. Also, since it is golf time, Diesel, don't forget our listeners. They can go to upstategolfcard.com. You can get your 2019 Upstate Golf Card, 11 rounds of golf on 11 upstate courses for just $99. It's over 75% discount when it comes to green fees. And some of the courses are the Preserve at Ferde, Pebble Creek Country Club, Legacy Pines, the Rock Golf Club, Carolina Springs, Willow Creek, Greer Country Club, the Links of Tryon. You can't go wrong. It's the best deal in the upstate when it comes to sport, playing golf, when it comes to sports in general. And again, you can go find out all the details and purchase yours. Again, that's less than $10 a round at upstategolfcard.com. So we'll come back. We'll give you an update from Augusta, and then we'll give way to the Clemson Sports Network, the 25-8 Clemson Tigers, 11-4 in ACC play at the Florida State Seminoles. Remember, game number two been moved up tomorrow to a 2 p.m. first pitch. Well, guess what? We are under a weather delay now at Augusta National. Tiger Woods will have about an 8-foot birdie putt, something like that, when play gets back underway. And guess what? Be prepared for this a little bit over the next coming days. We've got AM thunderstorms in the area tomorrow. PM thunderstorms, 90% chance of rain there in Augusta come Sunday afternoon. So patience will be a key, but Tiger Woods, listen, there'll be some sports books paying out if he can get in this and potentially win it, no doubt. But, Diesel, my question is, Brooks Koepka, he is tied for the lead at -7 with Francisco Molinari and Jason Day. If Brooks Koepka can win a third major in less than 2 years, remember he's won the last two U.S. Opens, can we get you to agree to do a thong shot? Because remember, he was the thong shot that he gave us on that ship that day was more or less, look at what's standing next to me, but I will never forget the fact that Brooks Koepka did a thong shot. You know what I mean? So he could do it holding both his U.S. Open trophies. I don't care. You ain't going to catch me in that kind of getup at any point in time. I don't care what's standing right next to me. Also in at minus six are Dustin Johnson and John Harding. Adam Scott's on the course at minus six with Louis Oosthuizen. Ian Poulter's in at minus five. John Rahm's just finished, well, of course, in the weather delay. He's at minus five and a large group at minus four now, including Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Matt Kuchar. So that's going to be a hell of a weekend in Augusta National. Again, a lot of different college football to pay attention to because it is the busiest weekend out there when it comes to college football and spring games. But, Diesel, you know, let's do it. Let's end the week on a good way. Hey, we got breaking news. It's ESPN Upstate breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. It's not unexpected. Luke Walton out is the LA Lakers head coach. So Magic's out. Luke Walton's out. It is LeBron's Lakers now. Is that the official way to look at it? And will this... Can this and how it plays out end up affecting LeBron's legacy? I don't think he – now, here's the deal.
No, because fans don't care.
Okay.
Fans who love LeBron are going to love LeBron no matter what.
He is the greatest. He will never be the GOAT, in my opinion. And this year harms him from being the GOAT, the greatest of all time. You know, it's just the way it is. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But with LeBron James comes drama. The greatest of all time, going back in the day, they just went about their business. Now, let me also
being the best player in the league at any given time doesn't make you the greatest.
Right. Now, because there are LeBron fans out there that only heard Sturge go, LeBron's not the greatest. Womp, 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 womp. They never heard anything else. You know, LeBron's probably now going to be judged more by what he does off the court than what he does on it. The reviews of his school that he set up in Akron, Ohio are off the charts. Quite honestly, Diesel, when all said and done, you know, when you're 50, when you're 60, you may have a greater thought process and greater pride in that school than you did that 92 feet on the hardwood when it comes to playing a basketball game. Also, other things are going well. However, to me, greatest of all time doesn't mean how many viewers, how many eyeballs you brought to the set. It's about results. As you like to say with me, it's the fuddy and duddy, and I'm about trophies. You have to. I'm sorry. You have to lead people to championships more than a couple of times and more than just joining to go get yours down in Miami to be on my greatest of all time. That puts you in the conversation, no doubt. But again, just like that day we made the comments about Zion Williamson. You know, great talent, everything else. I happen to disagree that he was the MVP of the year because he missed six basketball games. But all Zion fans heard was, Sturge, you said Zion sucked. No, I never said that. Well, you said he wasn't MVP, so therefore you said he sucked. I said, no, I have a difference of opinion when you miss 20% of the regular season games. I said, most outstanding player I could live with. Brought the most eyeballs to the TV sets, absolutely. But when it came to Zion in my one comment that day, Diesel, all anybody heard was, you said Zion sucked.
Yeah, and last time I checked, having 42 million Twitter followers never scored a point in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many Twitter followers you have, how many Instagram followers you have, how many people like your Facebook page, how, you know, that's fine. But if it doesn't score points and if it doesn't win championships, it means nothing. It means
nothing. I don't want to go to the bar and brag about Bama's had the most first-round draft picks in the last 5 years of college football. That's window dressing. What you want to go to the bar and brag about is your team's number one. It's the champion. Everything else to me is nothing but what people want to stand in front of the mirror and make themselves feel better about whatever their favorite team is. It's about championships when all's said and done. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, Diesel, we'll have a big week next week. I'll be at Smoke on the Water on Monday. Tuesday, we get off a little bit early for Clemson baseball. Wednesday, you'll be with me at Bada Bing Pizza on Woodruff Road. Thursday, I have no idea. Something's up. And then Friday, you'll be hosting 90 minutes before the Clemson-Duke baseball game as I will be on my way to, or actually, I'll already be there, but going to Nashville, Tennessee to go look at a college with my daughter. So we're going to have a busy week next week, but it's going to be a big weekend. Listen, enjoy the Masters. The Greenville Triumph, weather permitting, 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Legacy Early College. They'll have their second home game. It will be against the Chattanooga Red Wolves, and you can go to GreenvilleTriumph.com. Score your tickets. Remember, they sold out the opening game when they beat the Lansing Icemen 2-1, so make sure you go check that out. But it is a Masters weekend. Remember, Brooks Koepka, Jason Day, Francisco Molinari. They're all at the top of the leaderboard, but Clemson baseball, they need wins. They're trying to keep pace with NC State, 29-4 on the year. Clemson baseball getting ready to join them down in Tallahassee, Florida, as they will take on the Florida State Seminoles here in a three-game set. Of course, the Tigers 25-8 on the year, 11-4 in SEC play. Diesel, go catch some fish this weekend, have some fun, and guess what? I'll see you on Monday for another edition of Straight Up with Sturge. Have a blessed weekend.